presentation for this morning. We call back Dan Mooney for introduction of CPA IDA.
Okay, good morning again. I apologize here for giving two presentations in the same session. those things happen once in a while. This presentation is about CPAIDA, CPA IDA. It's an investment decision aid for the precision agriculture investment decision. The idea is that producers can use this program to determine break-even input savings and yield gains that they would need to achieve to pay for investments in different precision agricultural technologies. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, James Larson and Roland Roberts, who are here, and also Bert English, who have also played roles in the development of this program, and also multiple students and other colleagues over the years have constructed bits and pieces, and so we're kind of fitting everything together. I guess the first question is, you know, why do we want to develop this decision aid? You know, I think as it's been discussed here today, the production costs are increasing, but prices are stagnating. So producers are feeling squeezed. Their profits are disappearing, and they're looking for ways to cut costs because prices are relatively flat. There's a lot of options to do that. You know, we've heard a few today. And precision farming is one method. You know, if there's any way to save some inputs, you know, not apply them where they're not needed, you know, that's attractive for producers. Sprayer applied inputs are one example. In the most recent Tennessee, I guess they're a little outdated now, in the Tennessee cotton production budgets, 2008, you know, the sprayer applied inputs were over $100 per acre. So anytime you can cut down those costs, you're gonna get some people interested. And in a survey in 2005, which we just conducted again, and I discussed earlier, variable rate technology adoption is occurring among cotton producers. So that's suggesting that there is a lot of interest in this technology. And as the surveys have indicated, is that cost is one of the primary barriers to further adoption. So the, you know, just the upfront cost to invest in some of these precision farming packages can cost between $5,000 and $25,000. So that's a lot of money to put up, you know, and then the payback comes over multiple years. So that's what we're going to look at today. A little bit about this CPAIDA decision tool. It's really a suite of separate decision tools for different technologies, and each of these can be customized to individual farm scenarios. So the users can go in, change the number of acres, the number of passes over their field, you know, interest rates, a whole bunch of different information. And it basically evaluates the level of cost savings and yield gains required to pay for the investment of the technologies that they select. So it creates like a what-if scenario. So we don't tell the user if it's going to be profitable or not, but it provides them with information. We need to save X amount of herbicide or insecticide or whatever inputs they decide to specify in order to pay. This is a figure. It shows some of the different modules we have available. We develop costs for different information gathering technologies, yield monitoring, electrical conductivity, remote sensing, and precision soil sampling. And then we look at some variable rate technology modules, which show the payback required to pay for that investment for liquid chemical application and dry fertilizers from a MAP-based perspective, and also liquid chemical, liquid nitrogen herbicides, but from a sensor-based or on-the-go perspective. And of course, the MAP-based, you know, you need to go out and collect the information beforehand, load it onto a variable rate controller, versus on-the-go where you're collecting the data and using it in real time to apply those inputs. So there was a little enough of a difference to separate these out into separate modules. So the question we're asking is, I think I repeated this before, but, you know, how much cost savings and yield gains do you need to pay for these investments? And so the users specify, you know, a complement of precision farming equipment, and the decision aid helps the producers calculate the ownership cost of those equipment and also what are the information gathering costs. So when you look at a lot of the manufacturer web pages for some of these equipment, you know, they have their own little payback summary. a lot of times they're only looking at the cost of that equipment, but there are a lot of information gathering costs that you incur each year as you go out and collect these data, you know, maybe soil testing, or, you know, just operating costs for the power units to move some of these implements across the field that typically aren't considered in that payback analysis. So we really want to look at both those costs and how much savings do you need. For the payback variables, we look at input savings, yield gains, and for a few modules where you know, some of the research suggests that you might be able to increase your field speed, things like that, where there are other benefits, we include those and boom overlap for the agricultural sprayer. So particularly guidance, you know, a lot of research has shown that you can cut down on some of that overlap and receive input savings that way. This is the partial budgeting framework. The blue variables are going to increase your net return. We have the delta Y, change in yield. So an increase in yield by adopting precision farming technologies obviously increases your payback. Well, the arrow disappeared. There it is. Any decrease in input savings, you know, if the coefficient on this X is negative, it's going to make this term here positive, so it will increase net returns. And also any decrease in operating costs. And then the delta AOC, that's the equipment ownership costs, and then the information gathering costs. And so we're really looking at what point do these payback variables exceed the costs of investing in that technology. And the costs are annualized, so we look at it on a per acre basis, and users are able to adjust the equipment lifetime. Each module this says VRT, but for the precision farming equipment in general, they're going to select the equipment specific to that decision, but also a global positioning system, a computer with GIS software, and then some other optional components if they're typically used in combination with those technologies. And then users are also allowed to allocate these equipment costs. So for the GPS unit, you might be using that for multiple field operations, spraying, planting, harvesting. And so you're able to specify, well, you know, do you want to allocate all the cost of the GPS unit to yield monitoring or just half? So some of those things can be modified. And also, are you using the GPS unit or some of these other equipments for just cotton or for some of your other crop acres? And so we've built all that flexibility into the decision aid. And we use standard capital budgeting equations and methods to do the budgeting. I think we're all pretty familiar with that in this room, so I won't put up those equations, but they'll probably be available in the paper. Information gathering costs include you know, aerial satellite imaging, soil sampling, yield monitor, however that information is being collected, and also annual costs such as the GPS signal subscription that people might incur to get a more precise signal, prescription mapping if it's, you know, done on through custom services, additional labor if they do it themselves, they can add that in. Data analysis and training, you know, some people might attend a conference or just you know, purchase books or whatever it might be. We got a category in there. And software maintenance fee, you know, you might need to upgrade your software. And there may be some savings in certain modules, like foam marker costs. If you adopt a guidance system, you wouldn't need to include those. This slide shows the different tabs. You guys will see a few screenshots in just a moment. It's kind of a step-by-step process to use this decision aid. Begin with equipment selection and then customize your farm data, as well as some of the cost calculation factors. And then points 3, 4, and 5 here are really the results that people will be interested in. First, you get a cost analysis. And so this is going to give you a budget per year or per acre for some of those ownership costs. So this decision aid might also be used as kind of a precision agriculture budget generator, which may be useful in a lot of research applications. Then we get a profitability summary. So this goes back to the partial budgeting equations. And we look at how does net revenue change from, you know, for example, spraying with uniform rate technology versus variable rate technology. And then we look at the sensitivity analysis, and that's where users can change the parameters. So I thought I'd run through just one example analysis here to give you guys an idea of you know, the system and its flexibility. We're going to look at a medium-sized cotton farm in West Tennessee. This was developed through a farmer panel, 900 cotton acres, 1,000 other crop acres. We allocate all the costs just to the cotton operation, or sorry, to the sprayer operation, but look just at the cotton acres. And we use a variable rate controller, a console, GPS receiver, computer, and aerial imaging data subscription. You can see those costs. And then we set the payback variables as a default 7% input savings on sprayer applied inputs. So here are some screenshots. This shows the equipment selection. And these green and brown menus are clickable and they drop down. And you can click the information that you're interested in selecting, and you can edit the price. Some of these prices are a couple years old, so we're going to be working this year on updating those. And then this brown square here gives a summary. So the user can see, you know, are there certain, you know, their GPS system, here's the GPS receiver and then the signal subscription. So they can look if they decide, well, they want to leave that as the default option or go ahead and modify it. That's the first step. Then we update the farm data. So here's an example of the default farm data. And again, we provide a summary here so the producers can just look at the decision aid and see what they want to modify. And this farm data also includes the information collection costs and the payback variables here. And so these can be adjusted, and we basically create a baseline scenario and then later adjust for some of the sensitivity analysis. Here is the profitability summary, and it's a partial budget, so we're just looking at net returns, you know, here for the sprayer operation, since we're looking at the variable rate sprayer, all on an annualized per acre basis. First, we determine the cost of the spray operation for uniform rate technology, so we don't include some of that variable rate technology equipment ownership costs. And under the variable rate scenario, we do. And you can see that the input costs then decrease based on the baseline levels that the user selects. And so our input costs decrease $10.41 per acre, but our equipment costs are going to increase by $4.01 per acre. And then down here in the corner, this is kind of the summary. Based on all of the user-defined variables, you know, is your net return increasing or decreasing with that investment? And then the final step here is the sensitivity analysis. This shows a graphical analysis of the payback period. So here on this figure, we have the time the investment is held. Right now it's set at 10 years, equipment useful lifetime, which might be a lot, but that's adjustable. And then this is the cumulative present value. The dashed red line shows the initial investment cost for this equipment. So it looks like, you know, the default equipment that was selected was about $20,000. And then this solid red line is the initial investment cost plus these annual costs for collecting that spatial information. And then the black line is the input cost savings and any operating cost savings and yield gains. So you can see what we consider the break-even point is here where these two lines cross, about 8 years, and that's summarized here in the results summary for the baseline scenario. It shows a break-even time, how many cotton acres you'd need to spray. And this is, you know, if you do five passes, that's all included in here. And the net return per acre farmed, and then the rate of return on your investment. So you can compare that to the opportunity cost of capital and see what your return might be. And what's interesting about this figure is you can look at here, well, it only takes 2.5 years to cover your equipment costs. But once you start looking at the increased cost of collecting the information, it really pushes out that break-even time. So that's kind of a useful point of this decision tool that we can use with producers to help them make that decision. And here we have the baseline scenario. So this shows some key parameters and what they were set at under the baseline scenario. And then here we allow the users to adjust those. And this graph moves, you know, as you click these categories up and down. Unfortunately, I can't do that here. The graph will shift. And that will appear here. So the baseline scenario is held constant, and then you can compare, you know, how do those small changes, you know, affect that break-even time and cotton area sprayed. So this is the baseline scenario. I think I set up one sensitivity analysis scenario to show you guys. again, we compare the baseline with the adjusted scenario. And what we're going to do is keep the scenario the same, but just increase the cotton acres from 900 to 1200. And then we're going to increase field speed by 1 mile per hour. And we can look at the difference. So here we leave kind of a what we call shadow lines. And this shows what the baseline scenario was. And again, that's reflected here. But now the lines have moved and show the new adjusted break-even scenario, which is going to occur at 2.6 years. So if you had, you know, if you're farming more acres, you know, you're spreading your fixed costs out, and you're going to make a profit quicker, and also that the increase in field speed helped. We have some other options like add and remove auto boom and guidance, and then an allocate across all crop area, and that's depends on the number of passes you're doing for each for cotton versus other crops. And I think that might be all I have. A couple of summaries and conclusions. This program is going to help producers, you know, extension agents, consultants. I think it's a fairly broad audience that might be interested in this. Help them, you know, make that precision farming investment decision. It can also be used as a budget generator, you know, so you guys can change the prices and some of those cost calculation factors and get a nice budget that could be used for some of these operations. It's all customizable. Individual equipment, you can change the prices, farm characteristics. And, you know, just from the example we saw that, you know, with moderate input savings, this technology can be profitable on a medium-sized cotton farm. And I have a few copies copied onto CDs in the back table there if anyone is interested in taking one with them. Otherwise, it's available on our webpage. I think if you just go to the University of Tennessee Department of Agricultural Economics, there's a software link. You know, I don't know if you need to write that down. and again, I'd just like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated and the UT Ag Research Program for their financial support, and my colleagues for also all their efforts. So that's what I had for today. I don't know if there are any questions or comments, or I guess, you know, one other thing I can mention is it's really getting back to that what if scenario. I think something we're going to do in the future is kind of look at case studies, you know, so for some typical fields and some of the typical variability that we might see in some of these Tennessee cotton fields, you know, does it pay? Right now we don't have any of that information. It's really kind of a cost analysis. So we're going to try and add in some of that those other components. Oh, yes, yeah. No, there's no difference, yeah. I'm just partial to Tennessee, so I use them as a case study.
I've got two questions.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the farm-level data that they customize, A, do you have default values if they don't know what a particular given value is? And then B, can they insert activities that you don't have listed on?
Those are good questions. Yes, we do have default values for the farm data, and we've tried to do enough, as much diligence as we can to pick accurate variables, you know, with the number of, you know, there's going to be a wide difference between states, farm sizes, but most of these we found in the literature, you know, or from the Precision Farming Survey. You know, there's been another one conducted in Purdue with a lot of the custom costs for precision agriculture. So there are default values, and there, you know, hopefully with this summary, you know, people can kind of just take a glance at it, and if something seems way out of bounds, you know, change it. You know, that's the danger in these things, is if people just kind of change a few things but don't give it a lot of consideration, you might draw conclusions that are not appropriate for you. So that's a good point. The second question is, I don't think that we don't have any categories, you know, for other, so that might be something we should look into. you know, you could, the way it's set up, you know, you could, you know, if you don't have prescription mapping costs, but even other costs, you could just put something in there, but the text wouldn't reflect that. So that might be a good addition. So I appreciate that suggestion. Yeah. All righty.
Thank you very much.